Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
There we go. Welcome to another episode of the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey, and today we are talking about identifying the problem that you solve. So if you're in business, if you're a leader, if you're an entrepreneur, this live, this podcast, this episode is just for you. Why? Because one thing that stops a lot of business owners from succeeding is that they don't understand the problem that they are solving. So if you're a leader, if you're a business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, this is for you. So my name is Terrell Humphrey. Welcome to the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And I'll tell you, the most important thing, what I learned over the last half a decade, is really identifying the problem that you solve. I did a podcast a couple of days ago, and it was around the same concept, but today is a different concept, because when I started to understand that the problem that I'm solving, a lot of people has the problem that I'm trying to solve, but it's me identifying the problem that I can solve and communicate it to a point where it's simple, where it's effective, and where people can say, I have that problem. And this right here, it really taught me that, well, if you're going to solve a problem, first you have to identify what the problem is, what it consists of, and why it's a problem. So I'll give you a prime example. Recently, every time I go to the store, I'm looking at the details. I'm looking at the customer experience. I'm looking at their presence, how they communicate with the customers, how they communicate with us, how they just communicate with the product and service, and so on and so forth. As I'm looking at everything, that's not really paid attention to. So I've learned to really pay attention to what's not being spoken about, or what's not being shown, or what's not being talked about, because this is going to help me identify the problem that I'm solving. So in every business, when I'm starting to learn, every business has marketing, every business has sales, every business has operations, every business has some form of that. And when I start to understand that if I'm in a space of marketing, which is media, media is, you know, marketing, because it helps people gain more exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers. If I'm in the space of marketing and I learn the importance about it, and I learn how to communicate about it, I start to really position myself differently. Because a lot of people focus on the product, on the thing that they're selling, but the thing that they're selling, they have to go to the people to sell it, which is a form of marketing. So what problem are you solving? Today, we're going to be talking about the problem that you're solving, and we're going to be talking about experience from my point of view, from my perspective, of everything that I discovered. So make sure you hit that follow button, hit that like, because we're diving deep on identifying your problem. So first thing first. You have to identify, let me share my screen. First thing first, what problem are you solving? In other words, what problem is annoying? No, what problem are you solving? What problem is frustrating? What problem are you solving? Let's reword that. What problem are you solving? How are you helping people? There you go. How are you helping people? Helping people. How are you helping people? And so what I started to recognize is that even though I'm learning the importance of marketing, of having a business, having a media business, and really just understanding the skills behind it, it's really taking the time to really communicate the language, that the language will be understood in the, for your customers or people that you're looking to serve. So How are you helping them? So when I start to really dive deep with the clarity that I'm trying to discover, with the business I'm trying to have, with the media business I'm trying to build and grow and establish, is positioning myself differently. I went to the store today, and when I went to the store today, I saw that a lot of people have different businesses. I was in like a, what is called a vendor marketplace or whatnot. A lot of people have the thing that they're selling. But then when I go in there, they're only selling the thing. They're only selling the thing that matters the most. Whereas so I'm like, well, where's the personality behind this business? Where's the story behind it? What's the point behind it? Like, I'm looking at things that, well, oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm looking at things that people don't talk about. Because when people don't talk about the marketing, when people don't talk about the problem, when people don't talk about the problem that they're solving, they're just doing any and everything. In addition to that, the thing that they're doing is making the difference, but they don't understand how it's making the difference. And so when I start to really pay attention to that, I'm like, wait, hold on. So why? How come a lot of people have a lot of different businesses, but the business that they have, a lot of people don't know about it? I started to question myself. I'm like, man, am I doing something wrong? why can I figure out what I'm doing? But in reality, I start to discover, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. When you identify the problem that you're solving, you recognize the problem that you're solving. A lot of people has the same problem. In business, when you solve the same problem, you are helping more customers. You are helping more people, and you are making a bigger impact. So when you identify how you are helping people, first you have to market. How? Market. Let's go to the how. Market the how. Because if people are interested in your growth, you have to be willing to talk about your growth, talk about your journey, and talk about the things that people don't normally speak about. Why? Because it makes you different. Why? Because it makes you special. Why? Because it makes you unique. I put in ChatGPT, I was like, man, well, how come a lot of people don't necessarily just market their product that they already have? Like, a lot of people should know about this. Once I put in ChatGPT, it broke down, I gave like a prompt, an explanation of everything I just discovered. And it was like, well, you're on the right path because people are product focus first instead of marketing focus first, because when you have the product and you build the attention, the awareness and exposure around the product, more people can learn from you. And I give you a prime example. McDonald's is a well-established establishment, and people know about McDonald's not just because of the burger and fries, but because of the word got out, because of people start learning more about it. More people start to pay more attention to McDonald's because of the marketing that they was doing. Why do I know this? I refer back to the book of Grinding It Out and the documentary of The Founder. Both is a reference of the McDonald's stories. When you start to understand the problem that they were solving, is that they was a fast food restaurant that kept it simple. Burgers, fries, Coca-Cola. Burgers, fries, Coca-Cola. Why? Because when they start to see that a lot of people are offering different things, but a lot of people not focused on the things that they offering. The problem that you're solving, it has to be around a thing that makes sense. The thing that's simple and the thing that a lot of people can understand. In the book, it's called Rich Dad Poor Dad, in fact, there's an acronym. And in the Marine Corps, there was a lot of acronyms. But right now, we're talking about, in fact, Robert Kiyosaki, he was a Marine. He was a former. Now that makes sense of why he has so many acronyms. I digress. So there's an acronym. An acronym is like a short description of a word. Like, for instance, this one is KISS. KISS. And it says, keep it simple. Silly. Keep it simple, silly. Why do you need to keep it simple, silly? Because if you have a problem that you're solving, if you're talking a language that your customers don't understand, you're talking over their head. It's not dumbing yourself down. My wife get upset with me. She be like, I'm not dumbing myself down to explain what I'm doing. Well, it's not dumbing yourself down. It's adapting to your audience so your audience can understand the problem that you solve. I remember when I went to doing a speaking engagement, and when I did a speaking engagement a while ago, I went there, we was talking, and he asked me, he was like, so what do you do? And at the time, I was like, well, we help leaders build culture through podcasting. And in my mind, I'm like, that kind of makes sense. But in his mind, he was like, bro, what does that even mean? The language that I was using wasn't the language that he was familiar with. The language that I was using was the language that I developed because I'm like, I got a better understanding of what I'm doing. You see, when you identify the problem that you're solving, you have to speak in the problem that you're trying to solve. Why? Because if you keep it simple, silly, people start to understand the value that you bring. They will understand the problem that you solve. They will understand the business that you have. It took me a long time to get to the point of the clarity that I have today, because at first I didn't know it was called a media business. I didn't even know what media even consisted of. I know what social media is, but I didn't know what media consisted of. And so when I really started to see the problem that I was trying to solve, the problem that I started to understand I was solving was really helping people learn how to market themselves, was helping people how to share their stories, was helping people attract the right customers. Why? Because when you put yourself out there, the right people are going to come to you. Now, there's McDonald's, there's Burger King, there's Wendy's, there's all these different restaurants. In addition to that, it doesn't matter how much you market, the right people will come to your establishment, to your product, to the problem that you're solving if you speak their language. Hold on. Let me come back to the board. You see, when you keep it simple, I gotta turn the page now. I done got hyped up. See, when you keep it simple, silly, it's easier to explain. And what are you explaining? You're explaining the problem that you solve. In this video, we are talking about the problem that you solve. What is the problem? What problem are you solving? In business, you have to solve a problem. And when I start to come across different people who's doing different businesses all at once, I'm like, what problems are you even solving? And then they list everything that they're solving. And I'm like, well, I don't know how you can help me because I don't know what you do. I don't even know what you do because you do so many different things. But when the problem you focus on is the problem that you're solving consistently, people will start to refer you as the person that solves this problem. Hold on. I did a podcast a couple weeks ago. And when I did this podcast, it was an incredible podcast because I had cold called the guy. I called the guy in traffic. His name's Steven. Shout out to Florida Family Mortgage, powered by Nexa. Shout out to them. That was a great conversation that I had with them. But when I called him, I was like, hey, man, listen, I'm in traffic next to you, and I saw on the back of your truck, and it has your business, and you are a business owner, I'm assuming. And I called him. I got in contact with him. It was like a five-minute conversation. Ironically enough, we was going in the same direction. I was like, man, if you're okay with that, we can just pull over and introduce ourselves. And he was like, all right, cool. So that's what happened. We literally was in traffic, and then we pulled over. I introduced myself in person. He introduced himself. But here's the kicker. When I did the podcast with him, I focused on the experience to help him share his story so people can learn more about his journey. What did that do? As a media business, you have to create the story. You have to create the narrative where people can start to say, man, I didn't know this about this person. Man, I didn't know that they even did this. I didn't know anything that you shared with me. I tell you, the biggest thing, I appreciate y'all showing the love on TikTok. Make sure y'all hit that follow button. Make sure you hit that follow button. One thing that stops a lot of people from succeeding that's in business is the fact that as they are doing business, they're not clear about the problem that they're solving. Now, during that time, I'm still trying to get clear. I'm still trying to like get the foundation behind everything that I'm doing. Nonetheless, as I'm doing the work, I start to understand the problem that I'm solving. As I'm doing the work, check me out. If you're doing the work, eventually everything will start to make sense. But first, you have to identify the problem that you are solving. You see, when you learn to market the problem just naturally just falls into your lap because this is something that I've been focused on. This is something I've been studying. This is something that I've been improving on. As a business owner, you are solving a problem. I remember when I did my first 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, I failed. Then when I tried my second time, I failed again. Then when I tried my third time, I failed a third time. And then when I tried for the fourth time, I failed again. Why am I sharing this with you? The failures created lessons from the challenges that I did trying to figure out how to grow a podcast business during that time. In addition to that, it gave me more clarity a couple of attempts later. To understand, well, it's not. I'm not just in the podcast business. I'm in the media business to help leaders gain exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers. Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments if you connect with that. I can't see that. I appreciate that. Proud of you. Keep going. Appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. And when I discovered that you grow, when you learn more about the problem that you're solving, see, the problem that you're solving, it has to be the problem that you are focusing on. Why? Because when you start to keep it simple, silly, people start to say, I have that problem that you can solve. I went out today, and the book that I'm reading, the community that I'm part of, they say you got to go out and speak to your customers or go out and find your customers. Shout out to Action Zone as well. Learned this method in that cohort the first time, and then just continue to learn and improve it over time. And so as I change and update my business model, my business plan, my business, or the problem that I'm solving, every problem is different, yet the way you solve it will be completely different based off the information that you have. And so when I went out today, I was like, all right, cool. So this is the plan. This is what I'm going to actually do. Okay, so I'm going to go out. And as I'm going out, okay, I'm going to talk to business owners. This is business owners. Business owners. And then this is me. So when I go out and talk to the business owners, I'm speaking to them about a problem that I can solve. So I went to one restaurant. I only went to one today. And when I went there, they spoke another language that I didn't understand. Well, I understand very little of it. Nonetheless, I was prepared because I had my questions down. I had five questions down. I'll read out the questions to you. If it's up here. Of course, it's not up here. It's not up here. It's downstairs. But anywho, I had five questions, and in this five questions, I was trying to learn the problem that a lot of people have, a lot of business owners have, as they are conducting business. So when I go there, I asked to speak to the manager or the owner, but the manager or owner wasn't there. So I'm like, huh, that's odd. It's not odd that he wasn't there, but I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking that they are going to be there. So I'm like, all right, cool. What can I do different? Okay, what can I do different? I asked for his contact information or the owner's contact information. I got it. And I was about to shoot him a message. But I was like, wait, hold on. Like, I'm not getting the language down. Like, I don't have the right language. By right language, I don't have the right problem that I'm trying to solve. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I go to the next door and just give my wife something to drink. And as I was sitting there, it hit me. It hit me what I was looking for. And so as I was sitting there, I looked up the Instagram, pulled it up, and I noticed something. I noticed that a lot of people don't have time to market the problem that they're solving. They don't have the time. They don't have the skills. They don't have the expertise. It could be, I'm assuming this is an assumption. This is me guessing. Nonetheless, as I'm guessing, I'm observing. As I'm observing, I'm learning. As I'm learning, I'm looking at everything. When I started this episode earlier, I said you have to look at everything, even the things that's unspoken about. And so when I looked at that and I went on that page and I'm looking, and it taught me that I'm in the right business. I'm in the right media business because people don't have time to do their media. Come on. Shout out to LaRose. I watched a couple of videos of him. He was like, come on. People don't have time to market themselves because marketing themselves and the problem that they solve could be overwhelming, could be stressful, could be a lot of to do, a lot of figure it out. That's when I start to understand the problem that I'm solving is much bigger than I think. The problem that I'm solving is much bigger than I could ever imagine. The problem that I'm solving a lot of business owners has the same exact problem. Why? Because they focus on the product. I'm going to go back to the example that I drew earlier. So this is a business owner right here. He got product. They got team. They got sales. They got marketing. They got financing. They got, what else they got? They got team, sale, marketing, financing. Let's just keep it simple. Keep it simple, silly. So let's just say that was five things. Product, team, sales, marketing, and financing. And with this, excuse me, a lot of people are only probably focusing on one, two, maybe two to three things. Maybe. Which is the product and the indoor team. When I started to understand that I was solving the wrong problem when I was helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, I literally was creating another problem for them to have. But I didn't know that at the time. I didn't recognize it at the time. I'm like, man, this is it. I think I got it. I think I figured it out. Whenever I come to a conclusion, I figure something out, I send my wife a text message and be like, I think I figured it out. And then when things start making sense, I'm like, I figured it out. And then when I go to it, be like, I think I got to change again. The name of business, the game of business is understanding that the problem that you saw. To gain that understanding, you're going to have to make a lot of changes and iterations and updates. Why? Because the problem that you are trying to solve has to be the language that you are speaking. It has to be simple to the point where people are listening to what you're saying. They're nodding their head. I was in this course and it was like, whenever someone's nod to what you're saying, they're listening to you. They're engaged with what you're saying. They're agreeing with you. But if they're not looking at you, if their phone arms are folded, if they're not participating in the conversation is like you're talking to a brick wall because you're not speaking their language. I remember a while ago, I gave my first presentation around helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And I was really confident in delivering this presentation. I'm talking about I was going. I'm looking at the presentations. I'm confident. I'm talking. I'm pointing. I'm engaging with everybody. But see, here's the thing. When I got the feedback that I wasn't looking for, the feedback that I received helped me understand that I'm trying to solve the wrong problem. Of course, not that quick. But what it taught me is I have to understand a problem that people have. And as this problem that people have, I have to be willing to be the one to solve it. And so when I start having different mentors to communicate with, different people to go to, different communities to be a part of, different experiences to experience, I started to understand. I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm doing something wrong. See, the wrong that I was doing was the wrong that wasn't simple. It wasn't simple. Why was it not simple? Because I didn't know the problem that I was solving. I didn't know that just because, like, you're in business, you already have a product, you already have something that you're selling. But to learn a new skill means you got to start all the way over. And that was my biggest problem, is that whenever I had an idea, whenever I saw something new, or what is called the shiny object syndrome, something like that, whatever caught my attention, I went to go try it. And as I went to go try it, I had to start all the way over. Despite the progress that I've made over here, the progress that I'm trying to make, I got to start all over because it's something new that I have to learn. So when I take that in consideration while working with business owners to help them gain more exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers, well, if they already have an established business, why should they learn how to do another business? That's essentially what you're doing. You're learning how to do another business. And so what this taught me is that when I keep it simple and focus on one problem, I have to focus on this problem so often. Hold on. I got to write that down because that was too good. Focus on one problem focus on one problem forever. I'm going to put forever. Or however long you're in business for. There's a saying by Bruce Lee. He was like, never fear a man. Hold on. I got to come to the camera for this one. Hold on. I got to come to the camera for this one. He say, never fear a person who has practiced 10,000 kicks. He say, be afraid of the person who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. Hold on. Why? Because if you do something for 10,000 times, you done got good at this. If you focus on the problem that you're solving and you solve it 10,000 times, the 10,000th time in one is going to be completely different than the first time because you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. You see, the kick is what makes a difference, okay? The kick is what make a difference. And you got, let's just say, 5 different kicks right here. Let's say 5 kicks right there. I'm going to put kicks. That means you got 5 different positions. You got 5 different strategies. You got 5 different moves. Okay, you got all these different things that you got to take in consideration. I remember when I was sparring. As I was sparring is like when you go and practice against somebody, you actually like punching somebody, like you actually hitting somebody, and you getting hit too. And so when I went to go spar or practice to fight, this one guy, he was maybe 6'1", 220, and I'm 5'7", and then the time I was like maybe 207. And so we going, like we sparring. I think we sparring for like maybe 3 minutes. So we going, ha. He hit me, I hit him, he hit me, I hit him. It got to a point where he was the only person throwing punches. And I recognized, I'm like, bro, how's you hit me that many times? And he was like, every time you put your hand down, I'm going to hit you. He said, every time you drop your gloves, you're going to get hit. He said, every time you don't protect your face, you're going to get hit. And so every time he flinched at me, I dropped my gloves and then he hit me. But he hit me the same exact way 6 different times. And I just had to stop. I'm like, bro, how did you do that? Like, why were you able to hit me 6 times with the same move, with the same punch, with the same distance? He was like, every time you dropped it. I don't know how to do that yet. Hold on. Every time you drop your gloves, eventually you would get hit. What I recognized during that time is that it taught me that if I keep my hands up, I can be protected. But check this out. Just because you keep your hands up doesn't mean you're protected. When you practice the same move over and over and over again, when you practice solving one problem over and over and over again, you get better at it. You get good at it. You get so pristine at it, so smooth with it. People start to say, how long have you been doing this? In business, when you focus on a problem that you are trying to solve, the problem that you are working on is positioning you differently. The more you focus on this problem, the better you become. The better you become, the better you solve this problem. So don't try to focus on 10 different kicks. How about you? I'm sorry, 10,000 different kicks. How about you focus on that one kick that can be perfected, that can be improved, that can be styled? Because when you perfect one kick, one problem, one solution, it gets improved with every time you practice it, improve it, and do it. Okay. So what we just went over was that the first thing we went over is that you have, how are you helping people? You have to learn how to help people by identifying how to keep it simple. The problem that you're solving, it has to be simple. The next thing that we're gonna talk about. Next thing, if you're a business owner, hold on. Next thing that we are going to talk about, okay, is to market. Hold on. Second thing we're going to talk about is to market your solution. in business, if you're not marketing yourself, nobody knows about your success. And I used to think it was called like bragging, like you have to be boastful. No, you're not being boastful. You're not bragging. You're just telling people about your previous success. And in fact, I'm going to look up the definition of bragging because I never looked it up. So I'm going to look it up now. I'm not afraid to learn. I'm not afraid to say, I don't know what I say, brag. Bragging definition. Bragging definition is excessively proud and boastful. Talk about one's achievement or possessions. And maybe that is. Maybe that is bragging. Hold on. Maybe that is bragging. Bragging, I put bragging definition simple. Bragging is talking about yourself, your achievements, or possessions in a boastful, overly proud, or self-impressed way, often shown off to others. Let's look up what boastful means. Boastful. Definition simple. Hey, let me come in if you know what boastful means. All right, so it says boastful means talking too proudly and often with exaggeration about your own achievements, skills, or possessions, showing excessive self-proud rather than being modest. What's the definition of modest? Hold on. Now I'm curious. Now I'm just without a rabbit hole. Hold on. Modest. Unassuring or moderating an estimate. See, that's what I'll be talking about. All these definitions. Now, hold on. Simple. Simple. What's the definition of modest? An approach to life, appearance, or possessing the values understated, elegance, man, what is going on? How are you, when you look up words, then y'all look up the words that's inside the words, like, bro, just keep it simple, man. humble, oh, that's the word, modest, oh, yeah, okay, humble. Humble, humble, humble. Okay, humble definition is the lower one's standards. I remember this one. Humble definition. And for those just going down me with this rabbit hole, hey man, it's a lot to learn. Showing a modest estimate of one's values are important, not arrogant, self-important. Oh, here we go. Of low social, administrative, or political rank. Hold on. Lower someone. Oh, there we go. That's the definition I was looking for. Golly. Definition of humble is to lower someone in dignity or importance. So in reality, people want you to be humble or have humility or be modest. But if you accomplish something, why can't you speak about it? Why can't you brag about it? Why can't you be boastful? Not in an arrogance way, but in a confidence way. Like, man, I just accomplished this. I just achieved this. Do you know how much work it took for me to achieve this? Like, what the mess? Why would I not talk about the success that I have? Why would I not talk about the failures that I've established? Why would I not talk about anything? It's not just being bragging and being boastful. It's explaining what this is, the journey. Not going to always be successful. I had so many different failures. Before I even moved to Tampa Bay, I was in Little Rock, Arkansas. I was in the Marine Corps. And then before I joined the service, it was like, well, what are you going to do with your life? I'm like, bro, I don't know. I'm only 18, 19 years old. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know how to go about doing it. But when I joined the Marine Corps, I found the purpose that I was looking for. But to get to that purpose, I had to take the test, the ASVAB test, 4 different times. I had to take the ACT test 4 different times. I had to fail biology. Well, I failed biology while I was in the Marine Corps. Nonetheless, like all these different failures that I've experienced, is not just about boasting yourself. It's not just about bragging yourself. It's telling your story. That's when I start to understand that when you focus on a problem that you have, a lot of businesses, a lot of business owners who focus on their product don't learn how to tell their story, don't learn how to share what they've been through, don't know how to express the lessons that they learned. So reality was just like, well, now I understand the problem that I have. Marketing yourself is talking about your past accomplishments. Marketing yourself is talking about your past failures. Marketing yourself is talking about what you are today because of your past. So you might have to be boastful. You might have to be You might have to be able to brag about yourself, because if you don't talk about yourself in a good light, in a good positive life, who's going to speak about you? Who's going to say, yeah, man, that guy right there, he's the humblest person I ever known. In fact, you should go do business with him because he's so humble. And I'm like, well, what problem do they solve? Yeah, they can be humble, they can be modest, but why do I need to go to them? When you focus on your solution, hold on. What I said, when you market your solution, here we go. You're marketing your story. You're sharing your story. You're sharing your experience. You're sharing your expertise. You're sharing your failures. When you market your solution, you're marketing your journey. Let me come back to the board. Make sure you hit that follow button. When you market your solution, you are sharing your story. What do stories have to do with marketing? What do stories have to do with business? What do stories have to do with anything? And I'll break it down to you just like this. If you go to Disneyland, you go to Disneyland because of the stories that they told. My wife and I went to Disneyland and I just started to notice. I'm like, wait, hold on. They started with content. They started with videos. They started with really creating short films. The story that they was telling grew a big following, grew a lot of people that want to go and attend Disneyland. You see, if you're not sharing your story, you're not making a connection. Hold on. I got to drink the water. No, hold on. When you identify the problem that you're solving, now you got to talk about the problem that you just solved. Let me tell you. See, sharing your story is a form of connection. Is a form of connection. What are you connecting to? You're connecting to the people who listen to your stories. You're connecting to the people who buys your product. You're connecting to your journey to someone else's journey because they're going to say, I see myself in you. And when I see myself in you, I start to believe I can do it. Excuse me. But check this out. If you don't market your solution, how are people going to know that you can solve their problem? When I start to really get clear that I'm growing a media business, what does that even consist of? It's a podcast business. And even though podcast is a form of media, it's a form of communication. It's a form of connection. It's a form of keeping it simple. Hold on. It's not just about the podcast that I'm growing and developing. It's about the business that I'm building in media that helps leaders gain more exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers. So when you market yourself, marketing is very difficult. Marketing is very overwhelming. Marketing is very stressful. But here's the thing about connection. Connection, hold on, equals marketing. There's a lot of podcasts that I listen to. There's a lot of people that I listen to. I listen to different podcasts and episodes and different contents out there because I want to hear the connection of someone's journey. I want to hear what it's like to go from struggling to figuring it out to having epiphanies to like gaining the perspective that you was looking for. I watched a podcast today, in fact, with Max Johnson. And as I was watching this podcast and I was listening to this podcast, he explained that he didn't always know business. He didn't always understand business. He didn't always understand what he was doing. Although he was a basketball player, a phenomenal basketball player for the Lakers, he had to learn the business of the entertainment. He had to learn the business of the basketball. And so he went to the person that was above him in business. When you go to someone who's above you in business, you just found your mentor. Because you can go to them, you can ask different questions, you gain a different perspective, and you understand that the problem that you're solving was someone has solved a similar problem. And when I start to understand that everyone has a journey that they go through and is going through the journey that makes a difference. And when I started to see the difference that I started to recognize within myself, because the problem that I was solving, the problem that I'm solving, which is helping leaders gain exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers, is based off the information that I have received, not only just through school, not only just through mentors, but through life experience as well. As I implement what I learn from school, as I implement what I'm learning from mentors, and I start to see what's working, what's not working, what can be improved, what's the problem. The problem in business has to be simple. The problem in business has to be simple. Because if it's not simple, people ain't gonna know what you offer. People ain't gonna know what you offer. You see, until you make it simple, the problem that you're solving is so overwhelming. The problem that you're solving is so foreign. And foreign is like you're speaking a different language. The problem that you're solving isn't simple enough for people to understand. And so when I go to different places and I'm looking at different things, not just around social media, but I'm looking at how are they sharing their story. Why should I learn more about this person? Why should I learn more about this organization? If you give me a story, I guarantee I'm going to be attached to it because I'm going to remember what you shared with me. As I start to understand that it's the story that makes a difference. Here's the thing about that is that when you market your solution, you're sharing your story. You're sharing your experience. You're sharing what you have been through.
Hold on.
Why is that important? Because when you have connection, you are marketing yourself. You have to brag. I looked up the words. I went down a little rabbit hole for those of you just joining in. I went down a rabbit hole because I was like, there's something here. There's something here. I'm like, what am I missing? You have to brag about your success. You have to brag about your failures. You have to brag about your journey. You have to brag about everything that you're doing. Because if you're not bragging / sharing your story, how are people going to know anything about you? Now, I'm not saying brag in an arrogant way, like you think you better than someone else. Like, no, absolutely not. Everyone has a similar journey and path, but when you go down your own journey and path, document that, talk about that, express that. Because what happens to a lot of people is that they stop talking about the journey that they've been on, because the journey that they've been on is not been spoken about. It's not been marketing to the problem that they solve. In the business, it's not just about the product. About a lot of things that I don't know the owners of. Like, for instance, I don't know the owner of these people. I don't know. I have no idea. That's okay. I don't have to know. But when you're in business for yourself, the people have to know who they buy products and services from. Because your stories create people to say, I want to be a part of this journey. My wife and I was at Disney. I'm looking at the poster boards. I'm looking at the walls. I'm looking at the displays. I'm looking at everything. Everything is a story. And it helped me remember when I worked at the movie theater back in my junior and senior in high school. I worked at the movie theater for my first job. As I was working there, I saw a lot of movies. I saw a lot of films. I saw a lot of entertainment. As I was working at the movies, I didn't know that the story was being told. I didn't know that the story was being created. I didn't know the story's being shared. I didn't know that the story is the most important thing that people remember, because when people attach to the story, check this out, they make connection with the person who shared the story. And the reason why that's so important, because if you understand the problem that you're solving, the problem that you're solving will be a lot simple, because you have to understand that you're sharing your story. The story that you're sharing is so important because people start to see, I feel seen, I feel value, and wow, this person is just like me. See, the person that's just like you is the one that you're going to remember. Stories is what makes a difference. And when you start to market your story evolves around the problem that you are solving. Last thing, so just to recap so far. So we already talked about how are you helping people? What problem are you solving is the overall video. Then the point number one is, how are you helping people? Is that you have to keep it simple. Once you keep it simple, you have to be okay with marketing your solution, marketing your problem, sharing your story, so that way you're able to make a connection. And the last thing that we're going to talk about, which is so important that a lot of people don't understand the importance behind it, is continue to market your solution. I did a podcast with, you can't even see that. You can't even see that. There we go. Continue to market your solution. Because when you stop, now you got to start all the way over. And I give you a prime example. For the 90-day challenge of my 50 attempts to grow a podcast business, I stopped posting, but I didn't stop recording. I stopped posting, I stopped uploading, but I didn't stop recording. And so now, when I get back into recording, I'm going to have to upload a lot of videos to catch back up to where I'm at today. When you start doing something, you have to keep doing it. I learned this from a guy named Bill. He's a recruiter. And he was telling me, once you get into recruiting, you have to continue to recruit. And I was like, why do you need to do that? And then it made sense to me. I'm like, oh wait, hold on, there's a saying that says, once you get into business, stay in business, because you never know what you're going to learn, when you're going to learn it, and why you need to learn it. And that's when I was like, oh, this is mind-blowing. It's not the fact that I don't know anything now. It's more so, if I stick to understanding what the solution is and what the problem is, eventually I'll be able to communicate what the problem is and what the solution that solves this problem. It gave me confidence. The definition of confidence is to be certain of a thing. To be certain of a thing. And with that, you go from not understanding what you are doing to understanding what you are doing based off your consistency. When you continue to market yourself, when you continue to put yourself out there, when you continue to talk about your problem, people start to say, I have that same problem. I have that same issue. I have that same solution. Wait. I have that same trouble. Because what I recognize, I got to sneeze. Hold on. Going so heavy, I thought I had to sneeze right quick. Here's the thing. Let me come back to the board. I thought I had to sneeze for a second. Consistent. Hold on. Consistency. Pace. I'm gonna put dollar sign. Pace over time. Not underline. Not over night. Why? Because first you got to learn some things. First you got to become some things. First you got to discover. Well, it's not the fact that you don't know. It's just that you got to give yourself time to discover it. And so when I start to understand, I'm like, well, you just got to give yourself time. Then when you give yourself time, it's like, well, there's some things that you got to learn. There's some information that you got to learn. There's some information you got to discover. But when you discover it, you start to understand the problem that you're solving. When you solve the problem, you start to understand the solution that comes with the problem. Why? Because you are consistent. You are showing up every single day. The payment is not today. And I thought about this. I was like, man, why come a lot of business owners who already have the product, why are they not marketing themselves? Because a lot of business owners who already has the product are only focusing on instant sales or instant people who are buying. But what about the people who ain't never met you before? What about the people who's not in the same city as you? What about the people who's in a whole different country? But when you put yourself out there in a way where you can share your story, people start to say, man, I remember when you first started. When people come to me and be like, man, I remember when you first started. And it helped me build the confidence. Like, confidence is to be certain of a thing. I'm certain of the thing that I'm building, which is the media business, which is helping leaders gain more exposure, share their story, and attract the right customers. The instant gratification takes away from the consistency. The instant gratification takes away from the instant success. The instant gratification takes away from the future success. What if your success can be a lot bigger than your current success? You see, patience is the virtue of life. In other words, patience is life. If you don't know how to be patient for your success, the instant gratification is going to be instant because you have instant success. See, me on the other hand, I got delayed success. My success is delayed and it's been delayed for a half a decade. But I tell you this, the information I've learned over the last half a decade is helping me build consistency. It's helping me build that patience. It's helping me build the problem that I can solve consistently. And as I continue to be patient, as I continue to wait, I'm putting myself out there. I'm doing the work. I'm doing what needs to be done. Could I be doing more? Absolutely. In fact, I'm actually about to start doing more. And so when you start to see me a lot more, just know it came from this live. It came from this podcast. It came from this conversation. When I start doing more because I have more clarity behind everything that I'm doing, the problem that I'm solving, the problem that I'm focusing on, the problem that I'm helping will be spoken about more often. Because leaders, because business owners, because entrepreneurs have the product, but they don't have the right customers purchasing from their product. They don't have the right amount of exposure for their product. They're not sharing their story enough for their product to not only just be a product, but to have a story behind the product. Come on. Before I got this microphone, check this out. Before I got this microphone, and this microphone for TikTok, shout out y'all on TikTok. Before I got these microphones, I just started with my phone. I had a goal that I just want to help others become the best version of themselves. And for me to do that, I had to learn how to be comfortable on camera. I have to learn how to share my story. I have to learn how to be okay with connecting with people. When people start to say, hey, man, I feel seen because what you are going through, I'm going through the same exact thing. But at the time, I didn't know it was called marketing. I just thought it was called trying something new. You see, when I start to gain the feedback, gain the confidence, like, man, wait, I'm actually helping people. I'm actually helping people. Then years pass on. I'm like, okay, the goal is always to help others become the best version of themselves. Now that I understand the media business that I'm in, it's helping leaders gain exposure, share their story, and attract more customers. The reason why it changed is because I start to understand the business that I'm in. When you continue to market your solution, you continue to show up every single day. Consistency pays off rather than being inconsistent and showing up days on, days off, days on, days off. What if you show up consistently on a consistent basis? What if you show up on a consistent basis and let the basis determine the problem that you're solving? You will have more people be interested in what you have to offer. And for those of you who's requesting to join, give me 1 second. I'm gonna let y'all join in 1 second. I'm almost done with this podcast episode, and we can go live on TikTok. And so don't leave. Send it in the next following minutes. So, hold on. All right, there we go. All right, so to recap, hold on. To recap, we talked about a lot of stuff throughout this podcast, throughout this live, throughout this conversation. So the main topic was, what problem are you solving? That's the problem. If you're in business, you have to identify the problem that you're solving. Once you identify the problem that you're solving in business, find a solution, perfect the solution, and focus on one solution for this problem that you are trying to solve. Remember, Bruce Lee said, don't be afraid of the person that practiced 10,000 kicks. Be afraid of the person that practiced one kick 10,000 times, because they are focused, they are determined, they are willing to focus on one thing at a time. So The first point we talked about is, how are you helping people? You have to keep it simple no matter what. Your language, your marketing, your problem, you have to keep it simple. It doesn't matter how much you learn. Doesn't matter how much you establish. You have to keep it simple so you can always connect with your customers. So you can always connect with your audience. So you can always connect with the people that you're trying to help. The next thing that we talked about was that you have to market your solution. Now, I looked up the word bragging. Boastful. And I looked it up and I expressed that instead of you have to brag about yourself and you have to be boastful, but just don't do it in arrogant manner to the point where you think you're better than someone else. No, like, we all have our own journey, but just understand the journey that you have been, you have been through a lot. So talk about that. Be okay with sharing yourself, sharing your story. I actually learned this from the 10X movie, and that was like, well, if you don't talk about yourself, nobody's going to talk about you. And so when you talk about yourself, be okay with sharing what you have been through, what you've learned, what you gained from that, because eventually you will start to grow more well beyond your means. And lastly, well, the last one that we talked about was to continue to market your solution. Consistency pays over time, not overnight. And if you stick with it every single day, you will eventually start to see results. You will eventually start to see growth. You will eventually start to see so many different things that you're unprepared for. As you get prepared for it, you start to grow because of your consistency. So overall, what problem are you solving? When you learn to solve a problem, you have to keep it simple. Once you keep it simple, you have to market your solution consistently, and then you have to continue to market your solution. And this is how you're going to solve the problem 10,000 times. I'm sorry, solve a problem 10,000 times and let the solution be the ingredient to the problem that you're solving. So lastly, if you're a leader, an entrepreneur, a business owner who's struggling to gain exposure, to share your story, and or to attract the right customers, shoot us an email, shoot us a message, and let us know your biggest challenge while getting the right customers to come and purchase your product and or business. Lastly, before we end, let me know your biggest takeaway in the comments on what problem you are solving for your business. I love to read, love to engage with it, love to see like what business you're doing, what business you're focusing on, because we grow together, and when we grow together, we become together. As we're becoming together, we start to understand more. So until next time, click the link right here below. Let me know in the comments below on your biggest takeaway on the problem that you're solving for your business. Love to read, love to engage with it. Until next time, I'll see y'all next time. All right.